You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump talks a lot about renegotiating NAFTA. And there are few places that would feel the fallout from changing the North American Free Trade Agreement than Michigan and Ontario. Let's look at just what NAFTA has meant to the economies of Michigan and Ontario. Bernard Wolf is a professor emeritus of economics and international business at York University in Toronto. Professor Wolf, thank you so much for being with us today.
A pleasure.
Have Michigan and Ontario had a pretty closely connected economy and trade relationship even prior to NAFTA?
Definitely. In 1965, the U.S. and Canada signed the so-called Auto Pact, in which basically allowed free trade in vehicles and parts between the two countries. It rationalized the Canadian industry, and you ended up with a huge amount of cross-border traffic. An item might start out in Michigan, be put into another part in Ontario, shipped again to Michigan, then some value added, shipped again to Ontario, back and forth across the border, and say end up in the U.S.
So starting with that agreement in the mid-60s, and then we go to NAFTA in the 1990s, how did that affect our trade and economies?
It strengthened the relationship between Canada and the U.S. and added Mexico in. So now you have really a very intricate supply chain with basically small or very small vehicles produced in Mexico, labor-intensive parts produced in Mexico, then the greater value-added products produced in Michigan and Ontario.
What do you see as the industries that got the biggest boost from this trade deal? Clearly, automotive is a part of that. What else got a boost from NAFTA, in your view?
Manufacturing in general, agriculture. I mean, almost anything you can think of. You know, you got a vast amount of traffic. The amount of trade increased enormously to both countries' benefit.
From your economist's eye view, were there downsides for either Michigan or Ontario from NAFTA?
No, I don't really see any downside. I think this was very much a win-win situation.
When you hear the president talking about renegotiating NAFTA, what does that mean to you? What would it mean to renegotiate such a major trade deal?
Well, that's hard to say, you know, from these little tweaks. Basically, he's called NAFTA the worst trade treaty, named it everything under the sun in a negative way. What he wants to do, I think, is basically say, hey, we want to really change that trade balance with Mexico. The notion of an equal trade balance makes no sense to an economist in any event, but he has these notions. So in terms of what he does here in Canada, he talks about tweaking. I think Canada and Mexico certainly would like to keep this trilateral deal. However, we'll see how the chips fall.
Would you explain, as you said, that then the notion of equal trade relationship, it doesn't work. Explain to us just in terms of economics why that is.
Well, you ought to be really producing in a place what you can produce relatively better than elsewhere. So if labor is very cheap in Mexico, then you should be producing labor-intensive goods in Mexico and much less labor-intensive goods, say, in the U.S. Everybody will be better off with that trade, or at least both countries. That doesn't mean everyone in the countries will be better off because some people get displaced when production moves from one to another.
And that has certainly been a theme of the president, you know, through the campaign and since he took office.
Yes, there has certainly been a displacement of manufacturing to low-wage countries. However, manufacturing has been declining in the U.S. and elsewhere in developed countries for years. And actually, most of the closing of factories and such is due to technology, technological change, not really due to international trade. At times, a country ought to actually have a current account deficit and a capital surplus. So if the, you know, if there's a lot of investment coming into the country, then you may actually want a trade deficit. You shouldn't be interested in really in the deficit between one country and another, but your overall worldwide situation.
Professor, let's look at what a thicker border would mean for Ontario and Michigan. How could that change if NAFTA is, as the president says, tweaked?
A thicker border would, in fact, very much hurt both countries, probably particularly Canada. Overall, I mean, if production had to shift into the U.S. and you cut off the supply chains to U.S. and Mexico to any extent, it would mean that you're going to produce whatever parts or such or vehicles in the U.S., and it's going to be more expensive to produce them. And that's going to mean higher prices for the consumer. So this really makes no sense. You have this, you know, intricate supply chains, and you'll be cutting off the supply chains. And those supply chains have a reason for being there. The reason is that, you know, it's much more efficient to do things this way. Basically, what you're doing is turning back the clock, trying to go back to a period where, you know, if we go back to the Auto Pact in terms of Canada, Canada was really producing a wide variety of vehicles in very, very small quantities at very, very expensive cost. So what the Auto Pact is, it rationalized and allowed Canadian plants to specialize. Now, the border would have to go way up for that to happen again. But anything that, in fact, makes that border thicker, that border harder to penetrate, is going to make the industry as a whole much more inefficient. Certainly, the costs in the U.S. are certainly going to rise. There's no question about that. And as I said, the consumer will, in fact, have to bear the price.
Well, as I look at an Ontario trade fact sheet, it's certainly clear looking at top export destinations and import sources that basically Michigan and Ontario are importing and exporting the heck out of each other. So there are so many ties as far as our trade.
Absolutely. And not only trade, but also investment, in fact. There is a substantial Canadian investment in Michigan. And, of course, there's a great deal of investment in Canada, particularly in Ontario, by Michigan companies. So you've not only got the trade, but you've got an investment. And again, this investment is part of the supply chain.
Professor, taking that economist's broad view, what do you worry about when you hear Donald Trump talk about trade? I mean, how do you think the president could affect the economy of Canada?
Well, I get scared with respect to the world economy, not just Canada. You know, if we go back to the 1930s and what happened when the U.S. became isolationist and put up walls, you ended up with the Great Depression. I'm not saying that's the only reason for the Depression. However, the fact that you did not allow goods to be produced more efficiently than they were when you had open lines of trade ended up with a situation where the U.S., with its Moot-Hawley tariff, really increased barriers to a very considerable extent, and other countries retaliated and trade shrunk, and with it, productivity fell, output fell, and you ended up with a Great Depression. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen now, but protection is dangerous. Again, it turns back the clock. We've made real strides in integrating the world and increasing world trade in the last 20, 30 years. And to turn back the clock is absolutely, you know, dangerous, extremely dangerous. And for Canada, which is a small open trading economy, it's particularly harmful. Canada now has a so-called free trade agreement with Europe. So Canada will be looking much more to Europe and Asia because, you know, it isn't able to export as much to the U.S.
Bernard Wolf is a professor emeritus of economics and international business at the Schulich School of Business at York University in Toronto. Professor Wolf, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside today.
Great talking to you.